is July 2nd, 2016. Thanks for joining me on this holiday weekend, and I hope that everyone has a happy 4th of July. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, and I'm broadcasting from the Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining me on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. You may view the guest lineup and relevant links for this particular program by visiting spingola.com, where you will see a button on the left, the radio schedule button. Just click that button, and you can see who will be guests on the program and who has been on the program, and see links to their websites and other relevant information. I hope that you will also please visit screeningsandyhook.net for my articles regarding Sandy Hook and related topics. And also, I hope that you will visit and subscribe to SpingolaSpeaks.net, created by a dear friend and a very wonderful listener. One may listen to the audio files of my programs at SpingolaSpeaks.net and, of course, at RBN. Another option is Wooly's blog, and that's Wooly's blog.blogspot.com. If you appreciate the RBN programming, please consider donating to the network, and you may do that by calling 800-724-2719 or simply visit republicbroadcasting.org and click donate. All righty, we have two really wonderful guests today, and I know that this will be a very, very informative program. And, of course, if you have questions or comments, you may send them to comment@spingola.com, and please visit the chat room at spingola.chatango.com. Our guests today are Dr. Betty Martini and Stephen Fox. Dr. Martini is an expert on aspartame toxicity and has been alerting people for 25 years, which is just amazing. I'm just so honored to know her and to benefit from all of her hard work, her research, and she's just tireless. And Stephen Fox is the Mission Possible New Mexico director, or in charge of that, of the operation in New Mexico, and wrote the bill to ban aspartame in that state. Dr. Martini's websites are Mission Possible World Health International, and that's mpwhi.com. So let's say hi to our guest. Dr. Martini, welcome to the program. Mr. Fox, welcome.
Thank you very much. Yes, here I am.
Yes. Oh, it's so good to hear both of you. And thank you so much for taking the time out to visit with me today. And as I said, Dr. Martini is tireless, and I think whether it's, no matter what day it is or whether there's a holiday, she's not going to miss an opportunity to talk about aspartame, correct?
Oh, that's true.
Bless your heart.
After all, it is a chemical poison, Deanna, and people don't know it, and pregnant women are drinking it and having autistic children, and it causes sudden cardiac death, and people are dropping dead from it, and it almost killed me in the hospital because they're putting it in the generic, all the generic gastrointestinal drugs and many others. So it's a serious, serious problem.
Indeed. It is. I mean, didn't you say the last time that you were on the program there are over 2,000 drugs that they put aspartame in?
Exactly. Oh, it's more like about 6,000 or 7,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Stephen is probably right, because they always underestimate
it. I got together with a doctor here in Santa Fe, Kenneth Stoller, who's a world-renowned expert on autism, and we actually made a presentation to the New Mexico Pharmacy Board. That was the first effort I made in terms of the state regulatory apparatus, and it was amazing. The Pharmacy Board started to schedule a hearing on the medications, you know, because they have the statutory power over preventing poisonous and deleterious chemicals. And so the Ajinomoto hired a couple of Harvard lawyers that basically came in, and nothing is Harvard, by the way, came in and threatened them and said, we will sue you if you even so much as schedule a hearing on this. And, you know, a little state like New Mexico, you know, nobody likes getting sued, so they caved in. And then we tried it with the Environmental Improvement Board, which has the statutory power over food. That's about 10,000 products that it's in.
And oh, my gosh.
They did the same thing to the Environmental Improvement Board. The two lawyers that time threatened them, and, you know, they didn't even want hearings to be held. That was the first goal. You know, Ajinomoto is deathly afraid of so much as a hearing on this, because then it's a formality. Then it's like the first step, and so they want to shut it off no matter what, and they're willing to pay Harvard lawyers to come in and shut it down. So then I just said, to hell with it. You know, if I can't do it through these two boards, I'll just do it through the legislature. They're not going to threaten 112 members of the New Mexico legislature, but rather than threaten them, they just took them out to lunch. And, you know,
and paid them off, probably, right?
Well, I don't want to say that. I really don't think so. But, you know, there's several kinds of corruption in this world. And Betty came out and testified twice on this subject in the New Mexico legislature. You know, there's the corruption that's based on payments and greed. But then there's also another kind of corruption, which is stupidity. And you know, it's hard to tell them apart sometimes, but if you pressure someone and, you know, you're the lobbyist and you've taken them out to lunch and you've done fundraising golf tournaments for them and you've done this or that for them, then, you know, they're inclined to go along. And so, you know, they just hire lobbyists. And the same thing happened in Hawaii. I had a bill in Hawaii, in the Senate of Hawaii, and you know, the guy that killed it was actually, Betty, you'll love this, David, what was David Ige, was the chairman of the Senate Health Committee, and they did it differently there. They just shut it down by not scheduling a hearing. What happened was the Monsanto has a lot to lose in all of these discussions, because they had the patent on aspartame at one point. And, you know, just out of nostalgia, they want to prevent this from coming up because it makes them look bad even in retrospect. So their lobbyists in Monsanto, Monsanto's very big in Hawaii because they have three or four growing seasons, you know. So they leaned on the head of the Ways and Means Committee, a senator from Maui, and then she went to the senator from Pearl City, who was chairman of the Senate Health Committee, and said, David, we got to do something. We can't even let this be heard. So dutifully, he didn't schedule the hearing. And that, I mean, all these doctors like H.J. Roberts and all kinds of physicians were writing, you know, stopping what they're doing, writing letters to individual senators, and as part of the scheduled testimony. And it didn't go anywhere because David Ige shut it down. Well, guess who David Ige is now? He's the governor of Hawaii. A little pat on the back. David, you did a good job. Let's line him up for governor. We get that. Wow. See, that's how these guys work. You know, it's demonic.
Well, it's pretty obvious that the representatives, the government representatives in each and every state, as well as in the federal government, really only work for the benefit of the corporations. And,
there are notable exceptions, and I don't disagree with you in toto, but there were some very large exceptions. You know, they're populist by nature, and, you know, there is another extreme. You know, I mean, unfortunately, there are a few people that do, and we had sponsors in all these, in New Mexico, and 14 out of the 25 state senators in Hawaii signed the bill, and yet it was enough. You know, the strangulation point for the bill was this state senator, chairman of the Senate Health Committee, who's not a physician, he's an engineer, he's addicted to Diet Pepsi himself, Looks like he's had a stroke. And yet, he got elected governor of Hawaii. So you're not going to see any progress in Hawaii because, I in principle, I agree with you. The growing manipulation by corporations of all of our, you know, government, the best of what the government does, which is to regulate and protect consumers, they've been manipulated past the point where, you know, to the point where no one is protected. And it's
right, and that's particularly true about the FDA, which was certainly compromised early on under Reagan.
Well, Benny knows so much about that. I mean, by the way, ladies and gentlemen who are listening, I have a limited time to be on this, and I don't mean to hog the show, but I want to say that Betty is like the Joan of Arc of this whole movement.
She is, absolutely.
She's been at it since 1992 and done incredible things, taken, you know, 50,000 case histories, and you know, she's been up against that wall more than anybody. And,
absolutely.
And I think she deserves a Nobel Prize for it myself, but... You know, they figure those things out after people kick the bucket, and maybe you'll get one when you're up in heaven, Betty.
I thought you'd be on, Stephen.
She deserves to have a prize, but I don't think that they're going to come forth. I don't think the Nobel Committee is going to be the ones to give it. I think that people who have benefited health-wise will certainly appreciate her efforts.
And there are millions of those.
Oh, absolutely.
In fact,
absolutely.
I think the last program Betty and I were on together was on Coast to Coast, and we had something like 22 million people listening at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. But people are still addicted, and you can know something and accept it, and often people think, oh, that won't happen to me. It's like the smoker who said, oh, yes, a lot of people may get lung cancer, but they just don't ever think that it's going to happen to them.
Yeah.
I think it probably works the same way with anything.
With this chemical, it's not just destroying their lungs, it's destroying their brain. So that all their rational processes are impugned. You know, brain fog is one of the 92 symptoms that the FDA used to recognize, and that was all based on consumer complaints, by the way. And then in the Clinton years in 95 or 96, well, they started to axe that whole compilation of those symptoms in 95. And, you know, it was, you know, the FDA, to its credit, had turned down aspartame for 15 years from the patenting in 1966 to 1981, and then old Donald Rumsfeld forced it through. Betty knows more about that nasty, blackest chapter in the checkered history of the darkest chapter, I should say, of the FDA than anybody in the world, a guy named Arthur Hull Hayes. And the thing that blows my mind about it was, how did he get the job? I mean, you know, Arthur Hull Hayes was out in Fort Detrick, Maryland, doing experiments on mind control drugs, horrible stuff, like with prisoners and guys in military rigs, you know, against their choices, stuff that made Thorazine look like baby aspirin. And so Rumsfeld, you know, needed a doctor to be head of the FDA, and Reagan owed him a favor, and he got this guy, Arthur Hull Hayes, who's, you know, I'll say it again, doing mind control drugs experiments out with military prisoners and civilian prisoners against their will, and you make him head of the Food and Drug Administration? I mean, that's a quarter of the U.S. economy. I mean, it's unspeakable.
Well, Rumsfeld had served in Congress previously and had a lot of influence, and as he said, he was calling in his markers. And
yes.
So
they're not making this up. It's on YouTube. You can put Rumsfeld aspartame, and there's a 2-minute segment where he says exactly that. We're going to do this. I'm calling in my markers. We're going to do this by political means rather than medical or scientific. And that was to the board of directors of the original patent holder, mm-hmm. G.D. Searle, who he worked for.
Right.
He got $12 million
Absolutely.
Bucks for this.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do it just to you know, just to do something. He got paid for it.
Sure. It's all about money.
Yep.
Unfortunate. Very
Eddie
unfortunate.
Eddie knows the details, the step-by-step details, and it's really fascinating, the early days of it. Why don't you tell them about that, Betty, that Reagan, how did Rumsfeld overturn the prior recommendation of the internal board at the FDA?
Well, first of all, the FDA tried to indict him for fraud because you can't take a chemical poison and make it show safety, and they simply couldn't do it. So aspartame breaks down to dacetokiprazine, a brain tumor agent, and as the rats develop brain tumors, they would remove them and put them back in the study, and when they died, they'd resurrect them on paper, and that's the Bressler report. But both U.S. prosecutors hired on with the defense team, which shows you the power they have, and the statute of limitations expired. So they set up, first of all, a task force, which shows that you could not accept anything from Searle. They were not responsible, and it really exposed them so bad that Searle actually filed suit to get the task force information off the record. So finally, they set up a board of inquiry that revoked the petition for approval. And, of course, you have 30 days at that time. So Searle filed suit on that. And, of course, they'd hired Don Rumsfeld to get it approved. And it was interesting reading an article because one thing everybody wanted to know is if Don Rumsfeld called in his markers, what were those markers? And so in reading an article, and I can't verify this, just that it's written on the Internet, about the markers was that Reagan had promised Rumsfeld he would nominate him for vice president. And instead of nominating him, he couldn't find his number. He nominated Bush, so he felt like he owed him a favor. So he went to Reagan, and the day after he took office, he had someone in, Rumsfeld was on their transition team, and he had someone in the transition team call Dr. Goyen, who was going to sign that revoke petition into law at 3 o'clock in the morning and fire him. And the reason that I know that is I talked to his wife. Dr. Goyen is dead now, and she said she was there with him. And then Reagan actually wrote an executive order making it making the FDA powerless to sign the revoke petition into law. And he did that because it would take 30 days to get another FDA commissioner to come in and overturn that board of inquiry. And, of course, that was Dr. Arthur Hull Hayes. Now, some of the doctors know
Arthur Hull Hayes.
Right.
Yes.
And so I asked Dr. Bowen because he had dug into so much research, and he said there was something they were holding over Dr. Hayes' head. In other words, they could file some sort of criminal charges if he didn't take this position and do this. And, of course, I actually have Hull Hayes' paper on it. I've never put it online. It's a very large document, but I do have it, and he did overturn it, and that's how it all happened. And then, of course, when they were after Hayes for, flying on General Foods jet and doing some things he wasn't supposed to, then he went to work for the PR agency of the manufacturer at $1,000 a day on a 10-year contract.
Folks, we do have, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we do have to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We are back. Our guests today are Dr. Betty Martini and Stephen Fox. And let me just share something with you. When Donald Rumsfeld was Secretary of Defense from 2001 to 2006, he and the Secretary of Health and Human Services, which happened to be Tommy Thompson, and the Commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, which was Mark McClellan, instructed members who were on active duty and certain National Guardsmen and many in the armed forces, as well as civilian contract employees of the Department of Defense, to submit to anthrax vaccines without informed consent. They were just jabbing them.
Mr. Friedman was the one that okayed that, incidentally, because Dr. Roberts told me. I did not know that. I mean, I knew that they had done it without, just went out and did it without testing, but it was Dr. Michael Friedman that okayed it.
Wow.
With the FDA. Well,
you know, that reminds me, it's about that same time I learned, aspartame in cans of Diet Cokes sitting out in the sun in pallets in Kuwait waiting for the troops to enjoy them. The aspartame breaks down into the diketopeperazine and also other things like methanol, which then is assimilated as formaldehyde. You know, this folks, let's be honest, this was really one of the major causes of the Gulf War syndrome, were thousands and thousands and thousands of people drinking this horrible chemical, which had already broken down because it was heated in the sun. And I got a little traction from that. I wrote to the head of the Veterans Affairs, and, you know, they basically said, well, we'll look into it, and, you know, then never got back to me. But, you know, the legal aspects of this are what I find interesting, and someday Betty or Betty's acolytes or the research she does will be used at some point, because I really think the you have huge medical costs attached to it that the state and that the states are often paying, and they should be reimbursed for them by suing them. Although this hasn't happened, this has happened before with the tobacco suits. That's what they were all about, was, you know, look at the difference. You have causal factors of tobacco causing lung cancer and all sorts of lung problems, and then the state wants to be recouped for those costs. The same thing with aspartame. It's a causal factor, much worse than tobacco, actually. And
right.
Sooner or later...
You
so
might want to know what's going on now. I ran into somebody in military intelligence, and it was interesting. He was in Afghanistan, but he was not. He was not fighting. And he told me that, but he said that they were complaining that the water was bad and they were getting very sick. And he said he kept telling them over and over. They were supplying little packets of aspartame. They said it would flavor the water, and they were putting it in the water, and the troops were getting sick. But anyway, that was told to me by military intelligence.
And it's beyond diabolical, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
yes, I don't think it's an accident. I think it is very diabolical.
Well, and then when you see in other nations, for example, Ajinomoto of Japan steps up to the plate and says, oh, we're going to do something about all these starving children in Ghana. You know, we're going to feed them meals with GMO this and adulterated this. And, of course, aspartame is part of it. You know, we're going to sweeten everything for them. And, you know, it's monstrous. And when Betty, do you remember that woman in St. Joseph, Missouri, that both you and I talked to? She had Parkinson's disease, and she was getting seizures, and I think you were the one that told her, look, would you read the side of the medication? It's made by a company in Chicago, Schwartz. It was used to be called Parcopa. I don't know what it's called now. It's got a new name. You know,
yeah,
and
it's still
sure
in
enough,
Parcopa. I just checked recently.
Well, but now it's got a new name, I think. They've got a new name. It's the major medication for Parkinson's disease. So here you have a ghastly neurodegenerative illness, and you give people stuff that makes it worse.
Exactly. Exactly. All righty, folks, we are going to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Our guests today are Dr. Betty Martini and Stephen Fox, and both of you have talked about a couple of very vulnerable population groups, and one of them being children, and the other being the military. And back in 1996, John Stadtmiller interviewed somebody by the name of Peter Kawaja, and Peter Kawaja said this. He said, "The real truth of the matter and the real story is that chemical and biological warfare was conducted upon our own troops by the United States military, by the United States government, in a planned effort to kill off a percentage of our United States armed services, to have the Gulf War veterans come back and to go in the civilian population." And he mentioned that they would spread a communicable disease. Now, I don't know that that has happened, but I certainly agree with the rest. I mean, when you look at the populations that they were vaccinated for one thing, and then given aspartame to flavor the water. That's a crime against humanity.
Wouldn't you agree? Of course it is, and aspartame is an adjuvant. Just like the adjuvants and vaccine and aspartame.
Exactly.
And aspartame interacts with vaccines.
Right.
And that's why it's used in some vaccines, in fact.
Oh, aspartame is in some vaccines.
Yes, we found it in two or three some years ago. I don't know if it's still in there now, but someone asked why do they put it in vaccines. And I said, 'cause adjuvant. That's an immune stimulator.
What's really sad to me is that, you know, the rest of the world looks to the FDA and to our, well, I mean, up to a point of, you know, maybe 10 years ago, the U.S. As this paragon, this beacon of medical quality and so on and so on, and that's in the doofus pile, you know. These days, I mean, people in the rest of the world, you know, they know that the U.S. is flawed. Our mortality rates and you know, our infant death rates have gone up. So we no longer have the stature that we once had in that realm. And when it comes to something like aspartame, they just, you know, bribe the health minister, and boom, there goes the approval. Betty knows all about how rapidly it went from, was it Canada and then Great Britain? And then Betty knows a lot about the efforts in England to ban it. That's a stirring story. I mean, it's way, way more advanced than what's gone on in the United States ever. I mean, could you talk about that? Remember that chap, Roger Williams?
Yeah, Roger Williams was in Parliament. Yes, he did try to ban it. And the thing about it, it's an incredible story about England altogether, because interesting food standards over there talks about all the testing and whatnot, and just did in a particular case to a woman by the name of Anna Robb, whose whole life was destroyed by aspartame. And when I wrote her, I said, you know, there was not all this careful testing and whatnot. Aspartame was approved in England through a business deal with Paul Turner. Don't get him confused with James Turner, the attorney that tried to prevent the approval. But Paul Turner, it was a business deal, and it was written up in The Guardian. And so it's an incredible story. The only thing, Parliament had a big blowout because they didn't know anything about it, but they didn't rescind the order, even though they were upset about it. And so it was just in England. And then after that, by the commission over there being approved that Paul Turner worked for, so food standards was set up to keep them away from industry. And instead, even on their website at one time, someone had written in there needs to be more input from industry. And basically, industry is running it now. You can't, you know, I said, if you really are independent and you care about the people, then take off all this propaganda. I've sent you all the information and the medical references to show you it's not true. So this makes a difference. Either take off the lies or just admit you're part of industry. So this continues to go on over there. A lot of people, I understand, just were told not to show up for the vote when that was done in England. And Canada turned it down for years. And I know Stephen, you know, wrote to all the high officials in Canada trying to get it banned up there. And it's,
I wrote to every head of state and every health minister in the world.
That's right. Stephen has. I mean, and because of it, it's gotten, you know, to many countries it might not, you know, get to. And so they all know about it, and it's taken 30 years just now where people are trying to stay away from diet drinks, and you have all this controversy where Pepsi took it out, and now they want to put it back in, leaving themselves quite open, because in the National Soft Drink Association, they admitted the birth, you know, about this being given to pregnant women, and said that Searle has not demonstrated to a reasonable certainty that aspartame and its...
Those were their own objections from Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola, by the way. This is like
right,
we made up.
Right, this is the National Soft Drink Association. And an informant, incidentally, told me that they did a 10-year study and found out that aspartame caused Alzheimer's, birth defects, and blindness. And when I ran into somebody from the National Soft Drink Association, she first tried to deny it. And then when I told her what it showed, she turned around and she said, well, you couldn't possibly have those studies. But that just shows you that they that they knew. They had to help that woman to her car and give her some water. She got so upset, you know, wondering if somebody knew that the National Soft Drink Association had done that. But so that, you know, there's been efforts everywhere, but it's just that they are so powerful. I sometimes wonder if they stay up at night thinking of ways that they can, you know, prevent anything from happening.
Oh, I'm sure they do, especially in those, you know, Ajinomoto boardrooms. You know, Ajinomoto, the Japanese company, it has the biggest factory in South America, in Brazil. It has the biggest factory in Europe, in France. It has their own factories in Iowa, here. The U.S. aspartame is made here. And then it's shipped in hazard trucks, you know, like the guys wearing hazmats, you know, in convoys going down to Atlanta where it's put in the, you know, Coca-Cola. It's not made by Coca-Cola. It's purchased by Coca-Cola. And but I want to ask Betty something, and Dina too. You know, we run into this frequently. We remember that woman in New Zealand, the Member of Parliament, Sue Kedgley. She's from the Green Party. She had a long campaign. There was a woman in the Philippines, a member of this Philippine Senate. Santiago Defensor was her last name. You know, I think people, good people, will run this, you know, in terms of legislation as far as they can go, and then they run into this wall, like we ran into in Hawaii or we ran into in New Mexico, and they give up. They say, you know, a legislator wants to be remembered. They don't have the kind of drive that you, well, certainly you and me to a much less extent do. They try it for a year or two, and then they give up. And so, you know, it's really going to take one head of state somewhere, I'm convinced, in addition to the individual not buying it, saying, I don't want that crap in my system, you know. But in terms of a nation stopping, it's going to take a head of state, and I don't know where. I wish I could be more optimistic. I truly do not know where. I've seen a couple of countries come close, but then they drop the ball.
I think the only way it's going to be done is through consumer power and action. And that's what Dr. Barrett said about the FDA, was that she wrote a book, Eating May Be Hazardous to Your Health. She was an FDA toxicologist, and she knew aspartame was a poison. And when she testified before Congress in 1987, understand that aspartame was approved in 1981, but she said that even then, in 87, it had never been proven safe. But she wrote this book before the aspartame really issue, but she was talking about how the FDA did business. In other words, like brilliant blue dyes and red dyes, and they'd been proved to be carcinogenic. And so the FDA will just not do anything about it. They postpone it. And in one article, I think it had been postponed like 29 times. That's the way the FDA works, so you can't get anything done. And so Dr. Verrett said the whole aspartame issue, they just made it a whitewash. And she said that the only way you're going to, you know, get rid of the FDA is through consumer power and action, until they're pushed up against the wall where they can't do anything. And now you're not really writing to the FDA. You're really writing to Big Pharma, because in 2009, nine courageous FDA scientists wrote Congress and Obama and said that they were broken. In other words, that they couldn't tell anybody whether something was safe. They couldn't make any decisions. It was completely out of their hand. And, of course, even writing Congress, you know the power they have with Congress, so nothing was ever done.
Well, there is a, I don't know, it's a minor, it's a one little bright light that where I do think writing letters, you know, just for example, like if you're in Illinois, primarily, our listeners are we hope are mostly in Illinois. So you write to, you could write to Lisa Madigan, the Attorney General, and say, why don't you sue these companies? If she gets 50 letters like that, she's going to pay attention to it. If you write to Dick Durbin and say, well, look, why don't you use your influence with the FDA, you know, to ask for yet another inquiry, why is this crap on the market?
Well, actually, we have listeners in every state. We have listeners in throughout the world, actually. And speaking of the FDA, the FDA has offices in several countries. In fact, I was just going through some notes here to give you the names of the countries where the FDA has established some influence and where they have established an office. And presumably, the FDA, in establishing an office in a foreign country, is there to regulate their medications and all the other things that the FDA has jurisdiction over.
Well, the FDA is just following, though, Big Pharma.
Absolutely. They're in the pockets of Big Pharma.
And it's sort of like Dr. Michael Friedman. You know, here he is at the FDA. He's got all the records. He knows aspartame causes brain tumors. He gets on 60 Minutes and, you know, says it doesn't cause brain tumors when he know it does. And then he gets him a big position. And I wrote him and I said, Dr. Friedman, I said, you don't need a revolving door anymore. Why don't you just build a bridge to take up the traffic? And, you know.
Well, I know when the FDA commissioner comes up for, you know, the Senate has the power over who is appointed, and I know personally that I'm pretty good friends with my Senator Tom Udall, and I asked him point blank one day. I said, well, the next time, you know, when Dr. Hamburg steps down, or well, there was about a 6-month period where there wasn't an FDA commissioner. I said, well, when you guys line up a new one, would you please ask the next one to take aspartame off the market? And he said, yeah, I'll do that. Well,
sure, he will.
Maybe he wasn't there that day, and I think from my records, only 4 senators voted against confirming this particular new guy, Dr. Carlin, Betty can tell you more about him. He is definitely the revolving door for Big Pharma. And so until someone comes along and says, like, you know, a president, not necessarily our president, but some other nation says, this has got to end, you know, and this is, I think, the only way it's going to happen.
And just to show you that nothing, that it seems to be almost impossible. Michelle Obama was talking about children, and so I didn't have a medical text sent to her. I had it delivered to the White House by someone and put in her hands. It came with a letter from Dr. Roberts about how important this was. She did not even write Dr. Roberts a thank you note. Nothing's ever been said. And there it is in the White House, a 1,000-page medical text telling you we got a chemical poison on the market that's mass poisoning of the American people and people in more than 100 countries of the world.
I have a question, let me know.
You know, but Stephen is right about writing letters. You know, people, when I first got started, you know, and I had a network of 800 or 900,000 people, a network I had borrowed, and I told them, I said, look, you have to be proactive, and if you would take a flyer and you'd give it to one person a day, I said, the next day, almost 2 million people would know. And if you did that constantly by the day, and if everybody got involved, we'd have this thing off the market. And it's been done today the way it is by exponentiation around the world is through that effort, and people constantly writing letters and keeping it in front of the public and demanding answers, and Stephen is right on that. But people think, well, somebody else will do it. But because it's a global epidemic and it's a killer, you know, I look at the knowledge that I have from 25 years, but it didn't help me when I was in the hospital when they gave me aspartame drugs and I stopped breathing.
What did they give you?
You have to keep it up until you get it, you know.
Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, tell us about that. And then I want to share a statement with you. Go ahead.
Tell us about that. I was in the hospital, I'd made 1,000 reprints of an article I'd written called Rockcut Aspartame Methanol Mania about the free methyl alcohol and what it does. And the reason I made so many is because people reading that particular article, and we do have it on my website.
Okay, we'll pick this up on the other side of the break in 3 minutes.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guests today are Dr. Betty Martini and Stephen Fox. And Dr. Betty, you were talking about what happened in the hospital.
I took this particular reprint, and I was giving it to all the doctors and the nurses and the dietitians. And the doctors were so interested that they would bring in more doctors and pharmacists and other people and employees to learn about it. In fact, somebody woke me up at 4 a.m. in the morning, a nurse, and they said, this doctor says that you would educate me on aspartame, and this is the time at 4 a.m. that I work, so I hope you don't mind. So, you know, I was really discussing it around the clock, and the dietitian came in there, and she said, we read your article, and everybody and food services made copies, and I'm bringing my lunch. So they were all very interested. Even at one time, when I was having chest pain, because they were giving it to me, but they called a code 3, and in comes all these doctors, nurses, and I said, well, as long as I have you all together, I have some information to give you. But you, at every moment when I was in the hospital, I was giving this information out. So the doctors were very interested. They didn't really know what to do about it. But when I gave it to one nurse, she says, I think everybody in the hospital has it. And I educated 3 hospitals. But the thing of it is, it's in so many drugs that when they write prescriptions because of insurance, they do it generically, and the generics have the aspartame in it. So when they gave me another drug, when I came back with the aspartame in my body, I stopped breathing. And I was actually arguing with them at Johns Creek. So here we have this nurse, Linda, and she's yelling out, look, Emory uses Rogaine and Zofran, regardless of how you feel about it. Well, the generic, you know, there was a class action on Zofran for birth defects. That's because they give the generic to the women. They were pregnant, and they had children with birth defects because that's what aspartame does. And I said, do you understand the legality of putting on the record that you're chemically hypersensitive to aspartame and that it can kill you, and then you turn around and give it to me?
They don't read the records.
Emory wants to use these drugs. And I said, you can't knock off the public because of what Emory wants to do. And here sits Dr. Parnell, who writes me another prescription with aspartame in it.
Right.
Did he do that intentionally, do you think?
I think they do. I'm allergic to something.
So, Betty, do you think that was intentional?
Sure.
Well, I think that it was intentional, and I think it was part ignorance because they didn't want to believe it, and they will not take the time to look it up. And
well, if it's in your record that you do not, that you're allergic to certain things, in fact, they should have that on your band that they put on you.
It was on my band. I held up my hand and showed it to them. Didn't make any bit of difference.
Exactly. And they're supposed to swipe your band. And the same thing happened to me one time when I went to the hospital. I'm allergic to a certain antibiotic. Well, several antibiotics. And I went into anaphylactic shock. And I'm sure it was intentional. Anyway, we'll be right back in 3 minutes. We're at the top of the hour, so stay with us.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.